Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Regional Emergency Medical Care Services Project Conference. If you should need any assistance, please press star zero and an operator will be with you. Please note today's conference is being recorded. At this time, please begin your meeting.
Thank you. My name is Eric Colchimero. I am staff from the National Quality Forum for this project, and I want to thank everyone for joining us for this discussion. The purpose of today's webinar is really to review the progress to date in the Regionalized Emergency Medical Care Services Phase 1 project and to discuss what the committee has gone through as the report gets ready for voting, and the voting period opens today for the Regionalized Emergency Medical Care Services Project and the Framework Report. So without further ado, I want to acknowledge and pass the baton for a moment over to Dr. Arthur Kellerman and then Dr. Timothy Ferris to offer some welcome and introductions.
Hello, this is Art Kellerman. I'm a co-chair of the REMCS Steering Committee. I'm an emergency physician by clinical training and now vice president director of RAND Health. I had the pleasure of serving on the IOM committee that looked at the future of emergency care in the U.S. health system, and one of our key recommendations was the promotion and development of regionalized, accountable emergency care systems, and this effort is a fundamental contribution towards that goal. So it's been a pleasure working with everyone on the committee and with the NQF, and I thank all of you for being on the call today and look forward to your input.
Great. This is Tim Ferris, and I want to add to the welcome from the perspective of the Policy Committee at NQF. We look on this effort as a critical new expansion of the interest in NQF and its activities into areas that NQF has not traditionally been. And I would agree completely with Arthur that these getting quality measures that work at the regional level is a really essential part of trying to make sure that we're both examining and improving care in all the different pieces of the system. I think we've to now focus so heavily on hospitals and doctors, but this is really building out the portfolio in a way that will both address hopefully the cost issues as well as the prioritization of quality issues. So I'm very thankful for the people who've created the framework. Creating a framework sometimes sounds like dull work, but it is certainly true that when you can think clearly about your problem statement and articulate it clearly, then the work that follows will be so much more productive. So the framework, which looks to me to be a terrific statement, is really foundational. And I expect, from the perspective of the policy committee, will guide other groups that are looking at regional issues as well. So congratulations to this group on its innovation and hard work, and I look forward to following along with the rest of the process.
Terrific. Thank you, Dr. Kellerman and Dr. Ferris. We'll now move into a set of slides here to review the project, and then Dr. Kellerman will take a deeper dive specifically into the framework report. So just putting the project in a little bit of context here, this is NQF's slides that talks about the slide that talks about NQF's role in the quality enterprise. This framework report, as the slide indicates, really hits on the second box down there, identifying measured gaps. This is, as Dr. Ferris alluded to, a relatively new area of quality measurement. There was, as for the first part of this project, there was an environmental scan conducted where only 30 measures of regionalized emergency care, medical care services were identified. So it's important, as this framework has indicated, to identify the measure gaps, and that's really been a clear focus of us for this project, with the goal of spurring measure development and potentially measure endorsement. So as you can see, the framework really fits in nicely into NQF's goals. I want to thank and acknowledge the steering committee who served on this project and who really has done tremendous work digging through the framework and really has wrestled with a lot of the key issues that Dr. Kellerman will address later. I also want to acknowledge, not on these slides, the staff at the University of North Carolina and the Department of Emergency Medicine. Suffice it to say, we could not have done this report nearly as well without the expertise of Dr. Chuck Carnes and Dr. Jeff Williams. So I know they are on the call, and I do want to thank them for their good work. So this project began in November 2010, funded under NQF's contract with the Department of Health and Human Services. And for phase one of this project, we have two key deliverables, the environmental scan, which really looked at fully developed or pipeline measures of regionalized emergency medical care services. The goal of the environmental scan was to help inform the development of the measurement framework report, which we'll be discussing a little bit more today. And the framework report really a guide for measure development and with the goal of spurring measure development. So as Dr. Kellerman will allude to later, we really try to identify areas and set some key priorities for potential future measure development in this area. So the environmental scan, as noted, completed in February 2011. The measurement framework report goes out to vote today for a 15-day period. So the project status, member and public comment period has closed. Comments have been addressed by the steering committee, and those comments not only addressed by the steering committee, but also some of those suggestions were incorporated into the voting draft report that went out today. The committee recommended it for endorsement, and now per the consensus development process, it will go to NQF's membership for voting. And the report and the comment table for those interested are available on the NQF project page through the NQF homepage. And the goal of this webinar, as mentioned before, is really a review of the project and an opportunity for clarification. We hope that for those of you who have decided to join us, that you do not hesitate at all to discuss issues you may have with the framework, questions you may have about the measurement of regionalized emergency medical care services and systems, and to as well talk with members of the committee who are on the call. The webinar as well provides information about requirements of the steering committee and how the framework was considered. And then lastly, I just want to take a moment here, and Shirlan, if you could please open the line for us just for a second. I want to take a moment and pause and ask if anyone has any immediate questions just about the framework and kind of the process before we delve into the issues, or if anyone has any thoughts about issues that they'd like to cover or for us to address. So at this time, Shirlan, operator, if you could please open the line.
And the lines are open at this time.
Again, if you have any questions, feel free to mention them now. But hearing none, we will have another comment period at the end of this discussion. Now I want to hand it over to Dr. Kellerman to review some of the content issues within the framework as we have looked at systems of regionalized emergency medical care services.
Okay, Eric, and I assume that you or a colleague will continue to drive the web presentation as I'm walking through these slides, since I don't think I have autonomous control over that process.
That's correct.
On this end. Okay. Well, let's just move advance to the next slide then, if you will, please. The key objectives of the framework are as follows. In the measure development quality improvement process that Eric described in an overview, The objectives of a framework is to provide guidance to policymakers, healthcare leaders, and other key stakeholders towards developing a higher performing healthcare system in any clinical domain. In the case of regionalized emergency care systems, that process is playing out concurrently across multiple domains and interactions. The second goal is the framework is intended to identify critical gaps in quality measurement and as such provides a springboard to measure developers for defining and creating and proposing performance metrics to improve quality of care and improve the performance of regionalized systems. And then third, to signal what type, and by this we mean a category, not necessarily a clinical area, and where performance metrics are needed through the use of what we'll describe in a moment as the episodes of care model and key domains or subdomains that operate within this broad conceptual framework of regionalized care systems. And the thinking is that by analyzing the effectiveness of systems, those that are in place today and those that may be developed in the coming years, and by identifying gaps in the measurement of regionalized emergency medical care systems, NQF intends to establish a roadmap for systematic regionalization of emergency services at the national, state, and regional level. And that's certainly what the federal partners who are helping support and enable this effort have intended, to be able to get systems to come together, work cooperatively, and really improve trauma and emergency care delivery at the community level with a systems approach, thereby realizing the vision of the Institute of Medicine and others in the Future of Emergency Care report. After a lot of discussion, the committee and our development staff at UNC Chapel Hill agreed that while there is no perfect construct for addressing such a broad interdisciplinary topic as regionalization of emergency care, the best measure was to use what we call the episodes of care model. And basically what that means is it is the process of delivering regionalized care viewed from the person who matters most, which is the patient who is participating or benefiting from that system. So it really takes a patient-centered focus in care delivery, in coordination, in moving from person to person, from home or from the side of a road where a crash has occurred, through the EMS system, through any decisions about triage or transport, into emergency department, to the cath lab, the OR, the ICU, whatever, and the various handoffs that are involved. As I'm sure many on the call know, the number of care transitions, transfer and handoff of information, the complex decision-making, and the vectoring of a given patient or the flow of information from one point to another can be extremely complex, and all of it is being played out in a compressed time scale. And so as we talked about various ways to think of this geographically, technologically, logistically, we all kept coming back to what matters is the patient and the patient's experience and the episode of providing emergency care played out through a regionalized system. So that's where this idea of episodes of care became, if you will, the overall conceptual framework for helping us with the document and thereby informing and engaging, we hope, the subsequent measure development process. So this has really helped set a path for what will by necessity be cross-cutting measures, not just to look at a particular point in time in that path or transition, but to really encompass the transfers, the handoffs, the coordination, the system issues that are fundamental to this construct of regionalized care. So this is really the guiding principle that informed our work, and we think will help inform the modelers as they go forward with developing and proposing measures. The committee also identified in the course of their work a number of what we felt were important domains, major areas of emphasis within the broad concept of regionalization and within the episode of care framework. One of these is capability, capacity, and access. What is the system capable of doing? how many patients in normal day-to-day operations and in extreme events can they handle, and can people swiftly and safely access that care? Second important domain is the whole basic concept of recognizing and diagnosing the condition. If you've got a regional system that certain hospitals are functioning as PCI centers for acute myocardial infarction, but other institutions are serving that role for stroke or for trauma, you need to have individuals who are capable of both recognizing the patient's need to move through that and to go in one direction or another, and to understand the urgency of the condition and not under-triage or over-triage. So recognition and diagnosis are very important. Third critical function of regionalization is matching resources and matching appropriate use. Can the system manage loading properly so that you're not flooding the level one or the level two trauma center with every injured person in the region, overloading that hospital and starving others, but in fact are balancing and matching the availability of resources and the need for resources properly and appropriately. The fourth dimension, which is sort of fundamental to anything involving patient care, is the quality decision-making, the actual care delivered. And that obviously can and will be measured at various points and in various ways through this continuum. Fifth, perhaps more distinct for regionalization than might be for some other issues within the typical NQF process, is the need for care coordination. And in this case, that coordination is occurring over multiple individuals, potentially multiple organizations or agencies, possibly in many cases even multiple hospitals, and needs to be coordinated and seamless to ensure that the patient has the best possible outcome and the best possible experience. And finally, very importantly, the committee felt that outcomes matter. And at the end of the day, you can have a wonderful Swiss watch, but if it's not getting the job done and making a difference in people's health outcomes, we're not where we need to be. And so having measures that clearly capture the outcomes of the regionalization process, not simply a structure or process, are important. The document went through several drafts. I think Chuck and colleagues would say that the committee was quite energetic with our input, and we also benefited from very helpful and constructive comments from a number of individuals and organizations around the country who asked and posed questions and suggestions. This included health professionals, purchasers of healthcare, public health and community health experts, health plans, quality measurement, research and improvement experts, healthcare providers, and there were also 18 non-members of NQF that also participated and weighed in with comments. And we went through all of these and responded to each of them, thought about them, incorporated in some cases, modified in others, in some cases simply acknowledged a compliment or acknowledged feedback, and moved forward. There were a few common themes that are worth touching on. The first was a question some asked, well, you know, you need to focus both on measuring individual and special populations as well as systems. Can you really do this within the episodes of care model? And while the committee would acknowledge that episodes of care may not be a perfect process, particularly for capturing population health issues or perhaps some of the systems performing issues, particularly when you're dealing with multiple people or, say, a mass casualty event, nonetheless, it's, we think, the best option for encompassing the kinds of thinking, conceptualizing, and measure development that's needed to move this process forward. So we acknowledge that it's not perfect, but we think it's the best construct available for the task at hand. Second, there was feedback regarding the importance of measuring all aspects of regionalized emergency medical care systems, and that the framework is meant to support individuals, populations, and healthcare systems and, you know, public safety agencies and others as they interact with each other. And within that, we recognize the importance that in the subsequent development of measures, we look at important aspects of structure, important aspects of the process of care delivery, and as we discussed as a domain, the coordination of care delivery, and always look for important, valid, replicable measures of outcome and how those relate to one another. We also recognized and acknowledged the anxiety expressed by some in their comments that as the process goes forward and this framework is employed to develop measures, that measure developers in NQF be cognizant of the feasibility as well as the cost of both creating the measures and applying them on a day-to-day basis for performance improvement and process. And we acknowledge and understand, and that's not unique to this topic, but really germane to anything that the NQF undertakes. Finally, there was feedback regarding the need to clarify the purpose and goals of the framework. We got several comments that suggested that the people who were responding really were wondering why we weren't proposing measures themselves or that we weren't addressing a particular clinical topic at that moment in the document. And so we tried to go back in the revision and feedback and make it clear that the framework does not contain nor will it propose a catalog or evaluation of specific measures. It doesn't introduce specific performance measures, nor is it intended to endorse or prioritize particular clinical areas or metrics. We had some people that said there needs to be more focus on behavioral health, and we had others that said there needs to be more focus on this or that. That becomes relevant to NQF, but it's really at the next phase of the process, not the framework document itself. And so we've tried to be more clear both in the introduction to the framework and throughout the body of the document that what the purpose of the framework is and that there are steps that follow in the NQF process. The revisions to the report have been made, and as Eric said, this we've moved now to the next step in the process. We did add sections to the executive summary and the introduction to better emphasize the purpose of the RENCS framework. Such as the statement, the purpose of this framework for RNCS measurement is to guide the identification and subsequent improvement of performance measures and to identify where gaps exist in measure and measure concepts, thereby designating areas for future research and measure development. In other words, this is a framework to advance the process. It's not the measure development process itself. We renamed and updated a specific section on systemness, if you will, entitled Additional Importance of Measuring the Performance of Underlying Systems. If you wanted to paraphrase the framework in one sentence, it would be, it's system stupid. It's the coordination of multiple entities from EMS, emergency departments, bystanders, various individuals, and how they work together to coordinate and deliver care on a regionalized basis. And then finally, we got some, I think, very helpful feedback that the acronym that we were using at an earlier draft, RECS, was confusing with those people who saw that and immediately thought, that's a regionalized extension center. And so we've modified the term to regionalized emergency medical care systems, REMCS, to make that differentiation clear. And the term is now consistent with the interchangeable use of both the term regionalized emergency medical care systems and regionalized emergency care systems. And to some degree, we go back and forth a bit within the document, but throughout the body of the report. So REMCS is now sort of the acronym of choice for the report going forward. And so that's basically where we are at this point. And I'm going to hand things back to Eric, and we appreciate all of you taking time on the call and look forward to any questions or comments you may have.
Terrific. Thank you, Dr. Kelman, for that extensive review of the framework report and some of the issues addressed. Before we go into NQF public and member comment, I do want to take a moment and call on Drs. Williams and Carnes from UNC. Jeff and Chuck, if you have anything you would like to add at this point as far as what's important for the public to understand about the framework, please feel free. Both of you did a tremendous job along with Dr. Mears at UNC in crafting this report, and we thank you for all of your work here in serving as NQF staff for this project, but just wanted to see if you had any additional thoughts beyond what was mentioned.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to comment, Eric. Basically, Dr. Kelman highlighted the framework report, the key issues that were addressed, and I really would like to thank Dr. Kellerman for his leadership. I'd like to thank the steering committee for their active engagement. And frankly, I'd just like to thank NQF for the excellence, the engagement, and the output on this project. This was a complex entity to take on, but as Dr. Kellerman pointed out, it basically means getting the system to work for an individual patient within the geographical system, and will require getting the right resource to the right patient at the right time, at the right place, and when you think about that across a geography or a defined population, it's a complex task.
Thanks very much also, Eric. I don't have anything to add other than what Dr. Kellerman and Dr. Karen's already said. Appreciate the opportunity. I thought Dr. Kellerman did an excellent job summarizing the project.
Terrific. Thank you both. Sherwan, at this time, I want to open the lines up for NQF member and public comment. Folks on the line, if you have any questions, now is the time. Any thoughts about the project? Any questions about how the framework was constructed? Please do not hesitate. And, yeah, if you could please open up the line, Sherwan.
All lines are open.
I need Charlie, too.
We have actually a question for any of the folks on the line coming in over the internet. And Dr. Kellerman, Dr. Carnes, and Dr. Williams, please feel free. The question is from Connie Potter in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Does the committee intend to propose protection for the confidentiality of PIPS issues/outcomes that include the interstate nature of patient care, which are currently not protected?
I'll be happy to start with that comment. This is Chuck Cairns from University of North Carolina. Clearly, in the framework report, we have a section on regulatory and legal issues, recognizing the importance of privacy and confidentiality of data, but also recognizing that these systems can cross any number of political and geographical boundaries, and certainly interstate issues will need to be addressed as measure development moves forward.
Terrific. Thank you, Dr. Carnes. Anyone else on the line have any questions? And again, thank you, Connie, for that question. Okay. With no further questions at this time, I do want to briefly touch on next steps. This project, as noted, is currently going to NQF member vote. It went out for voting today. The voting period will close on Thursday, October 13th, a 15-day voting period. So for you, those of you on the call who are NQF members, and do encourage you to please review the report and cast a vote. And then following that, it will go to the consensus the CSAC, the Consensus Standards Approval Committee, in early November for their meeting. Pending approval of that, it will go to NQF's Board of Directors in early December for their in-person meeting, and then to endorsement as a framework report. So, again, I do want to thank all of you for participating in today's call. And if there are no further questions, we are... We'll be respectful of your time and adjourn a little bit early. So, again, thank you for your time, and have a nice afternoon.